Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Indeed.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunn Stores Simply Better collection.
Nevin, welcome.
How are you, my friend?
I'm very well. Good to see you, my friend.
You're looking well.
I'm not bad. Yeah. What we've done is we've lowered the lighting and we've... We put a screen on.
No, you always have an answer.
I'm only messing. Oh. No, feeling good. Do you know?
Good.
I mean, do you know what's the gas thing? Sometimes when you're busy, and I know you're a man like myself, you tend to be busy all the time. When you're busy, you just lash off whatever you're doing.
You go with the flow.
You go
to say.
With the flow and you say, yeah, I'm busy. I'm not too, hopefully not too tired, but you're busy. And that's a great thing.
So. Well, I think you get your energy from people. I know, you know, yes. When I meet my customers in the restaurant and, you know, we always have great chats about you, Marty. Your ears must be burning 90% of the time. No, but seriously, we do have great chats, and I think what you bring to so many people is you just give them such a lift. So well done, genuinely.
Well, thank you. But I mean, it really is just the pleasure that we get derive ourselves from what we do and sharing it with.
Well,
with,
I'm thinking, how long do we know each other? But people, I'd say not far off 25 years.
Oh yes,
at least
absolutely.
And you've never changed. You're as good a cook as I.
Slowly.
No, you're just the nicest man in the world.
Well,
I love it.
We're very lucky that we have that
great crack.
You know, and we clicked immediately.
Yeah, we did.
You know, and with Miss Kennedy, of course.
Oh yeah,
back in the day, and the lovely John Masterson.
I know, great people,
good people.
Yeah,
good
that's people. A mom and dad. Surround yourself with good people. That's the key to
it. So true.
Would you agree?
But again, you think about it. You think people could be listening to this, and we won't say it loud. But like, think about all the staff that you have that are with you for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Who didn't move on to other situations? I mean, some will, of course, and circumstances change. But most of them are there a huge amount of time, and that's a great testament to you too.
So, they're the foundation. Like, we have 60 people employed, one woman working for us for 50 years.
That's astonishing number.
She's seen, and another lady in the restaurant over 30 years. My head chef, nearly 23 years. Like, she's an amazing lady.
That is amazing. You know, but it says a lot about you and about your family. Anyway, look, talk to me about food.
Well,
what are you at today?
I have two lovely recipes, and I'm going down the meat route, and we're going to do a lovely short rib beef ragu.
Ooh.
And then we're going to do harissa lamb. So one is using lamb mince, which I think is really good and probably a little bit underused in my opinion. I think it's just beautiful. And we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
But this is a really lovely cut short rib. So it became very, very popular over the last maybe 5-6 years. But you cook it low and slow. It's great value cut. A lot of restaurants now, because fillet is very, very expensive. So if they're being clever, they're just changing the different cuts. Now, obviously, you can't pan fry that and eat it straight away. It needs to be cooked low and slow. So this is the boneless, and the bone is out of them. Usually when we do this in the restaurant, Marty, we get the bone in the short rib. So we will braise ours for at least 7 to 8 hours.
Okay.
This one's going to be a ragu, so it's going to be cooked in the sauce, which is really, really tasty. And it's a lovely, good value cut. So normally with ragu, you use mince, but I wanted to kind of give it a little bit of a different texture. So you bring your short ribs, and you can get them off your local butcher. Simply Better do small little packs of them, which I would use. And I think it's a lovely, and it's a lovely Irish Angus, which is really lovely flavour. Now, there's lovely marble in it. What does that mean? There's lots of nice fat, and that'll all break down. Keep it really moist. So don't be afraid of that. It's beautiful.
I know, because some people... I have a son.
Yeah.
And for him, it lean. He can't. He goes, oh, why is all the fat?
I know.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
I know. It is. But what happens, Marty, with this is that it cooks really lovely and slowly, and it just melts away. And it's you're not eating a fatty cut, you'll be eating pure meat. And when we shred it up, it's so delicious. Oh, one of your wines here, Chianti Classico. I was thinking of you.
Thinking of you.
You love it, don't you?
I do. I try to keep them in business, is all I do. That's all I'm doing.
And so do I.
To help out.
Because we sell a lot of Italian wines in the restaurant,
they're
hugely popular.
And that ripasso you have is fantastic,
isn't it? Okay, so we're going to brown off our beef in the pan. So they're small little short ribs, good olive oil, or you can use some rapeseed oil in a nice, say like a skillet or a casserole pan. That's the one to use.
Are you selling casserole pans yourself, do you say?
I didn't hear that, sorry.
Are you selling casserole pans yourself?
How many do you want?
Oh, you are then, that's correct. Just checking.
Marty, we're going to brown off our beef, and that'll take 5 to 10 minutes. And that's a really important step in the recipe because it's going to give lots of lovely flavour to this. Mm. So you're going to brown that off with some oil in your casserole pot. You're going to remove that then onto the plate, so that's still raw. And then into the same casserole pot, you're going to put one onion, a very finely chopped or sliced. That doesn't really matter. Well, probably, but it does actually for this because you want a kind of fine, you don't want big lumps of the vegetables. Finely chopped. One carrot, finely chopped, and celery. So that's the base for this. Now we're going to put in a little bit of garlic. Into this, pardon me, You could put in some rosemary, so you brown that off in the same pot, and then we're going to put in about 250 mils, which is about maybe 2-3 glasses of that lovely Chianti Classico.
Okay.
And doesn't have to be a reserve, just a nice Italian red wine, I think, is will really enhance the flavour of this. Into that, we're doing one can of tomatoes, we're putting 2 tablespoons of tomato puree, and this is a little bit of a secret, we're going to put in 100 mils of milk.
Milk?
What? Milk, yes. Who said that? Milk.
You did.
It enriches and it gives a lovely kind of a lovely creamy taste coming through onto the sauce.
Oh, that sounds fabulous.
We've got a preheater oven to 140, so we've done all that. We've browned off the meat, browned off the vegetables. The meat goes back into that sauce. Lid goes back on, and then, Marty, that goes into the oven. So I would definitely cook this for at least 3 hours. 3 hours, it says 2.5 here, 3 hours. You kind of can't overcook it, if that means, because it's not a very, 140 is not a very hot
oven. That's right, yeah, yeah.
So you could do it in a slow cooker. A lot of people got slow cookers, especially during COVID. So bring it out, put in the slow cooker, and that could take up to 6 to 7 hours in a slow cooker. So low and slow is the key. And what you'll do then, okay, so when the meat is cooked, remember there's no bone in this, so it's boneless. So you're not like us in the restaurant. We buy it, we do have to take the bone out. But you'll be just getting 2 forks when it's cooked, and you'll shred it through the sauce.
Oh, sounds amazing.
Pull it apart. It is divine. And then what you're going to do is you're going to finish that with a little bit of chopped basil, parsley, cook that with a little bit of, I'm saying pappardelle. You know the wide, it's kind of like a wide tagliatelle, pappardelle.
Yes.
But cook that in boiling salt and water. Your pasta, stir it through that sauce. It is divine. Lots of extra parmesan again, and it's just so tasty.
Wintry job.
But yeah, wintry. That's a great, wintry. It is.
But that's gorgeous.
It's comfort food, and you could do this in batches. This would keep in your fridge for 4 to 5 days. You could actually freeze little containers of it, and you're going to have the most glorious ragu. If you don't want pasta, a lovely baked potato.
Yeah.
Be gorgeous.
And what about if people don't want to use wine, can you do anything else?
No. I'm going to do it. Of course you could. Of course you could. Of course you could. Beef stock. Beef stock.
And my face fell when you said no. So anyway, what can
you do? Just remember, it's a really good point you've said, because when you're cooking with wine for your listeners, you're going to cook out the alcohol, but you'll be left with the lovely richness of the flavours of the wine. You know, it's hard to substitute that, but a good kind of beef stock will be absolutely fine.
In equal substitute.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It will.
All right. Now that's the ragu. Now talk to me about the lamb.
Well, you know...
You're trying to sell the lamb now.
Well, I do love the lamb.
I know you do. But you think that... It's like the pork chops you and I often talk about, which we're both great fans of.
Yeah.
And people don't always fly flags for them, in fairness. But the lamb, talk to me about the lamb.
So the lamb is the lamb mince, and this is going to be done on kind of like with a little bit of hummus, and we're putting this with lovely flatbread, so we are. So Marty, pardon me, you're going to get your lamb mince, bring it to room temperature. We're using Connemara Hill lamb at the minute, which we get from the west of Ireland in the restaurant. We use the rump and we use the shoulder, and it's really popular. It's a beautiful cut. We marinated in some rosemary, some olive oil and garlic for about 4 days. And honestly, we pan fry it, a little bit of oil and butter into the oven, and it's gorgeous. So 2 servings of lamb. This is a very good value. It's the lamb mince, which I think is really, really lovely. And we're going to brown that off in the pan. We're going to put it into little clusters. So kind of like break up, get your little packet, bring it to room temperature, good hot oil in the pan, little kind of piles of lamb, that's the best, little plots of lamb onto the pan, that's a bit of a mouthful, and you brown it off either side for about a minute or two, so it's still not fully cooked. Now what you're going to do then, you're going to put in your garlic, which is crushed, 2 cloves of garlic. This is a lovely it's a harissa sauce, Marty, and it's made, we've mentioned this company Full On Foods, they're based in the Kerrycork border, and a harissa, so it's quite a bit of a kick. It's a tomato based sauce,
right,
but there's a nice little bit of spice to it. It's kind of slightly like a spicy barbecue sauce, the way I would describe
it.
So that's going to go on the top of your lamb mince with your onion. And then what we're going to do is dress up a nice little salad into this. So let that lamb cook. It says, like, you know, it cooks, what, in maybe about 15 minutes, 20 minutes. It doesn't take long to cook, which is fantastic. And then with your lovely salad, cucumber, I could take or leave it, that's the truth, quartered, seeded.
It makes some people bench. Peeled. Let's not fool ourselves. That's what it does. I think it's lovely.
Do you like cucumber?
I do love cucumber.
Tompkin tomatoes, which is an Irish tomatoes, which are just coming to the end of their season now. They'll be finished November, so they will.
Why do you mention diced them as opposed to other tomatoes?
Well, because they're still in season had a good long season.
Sure.
You know, it hasn't...
Yeah,
and they're Irish growing. Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
they're growing in Waterford, and they're lovely.
Guaranteed Irish.
Of course they are.
They are.
Well done.
What
you do is you cut them into nice little dice cubes, red onion dice. So this is your salad now we're doing. So your lamb is on cooking for about 20-25 minutes. You're going to put in your cucumber, your tomatoes, red onion, some lovely herbs. An interesting herb. When we made this recently, I thought dill. Oh, I'm not sure. It actually worked really well. dill, mint and flat leaf parsley. Now, the classic one for me is the mint and parsley.
Yes,
but the dill is actually really interesting. A lot of people might say with fish, it's a classic.
That's right.
With this salad, it's lovely.
Dill potatoes.
Dill, yeah, that's right. Oh, you've mentioned that before.
Yeah, Lord.
You must have that in your travels.
I did have my travels.
Yeah.
It was a Eurovision travel.
Yeah, of course.
We draw a veil over that.
But you never forgot it.
No. Yeah, and any time I'll come across it or we think of it at home or something, it's lovely. It's just different.
Would you use it at home too?
Yeah, we've tried it a few times.
You're a lucky man.
It's very different. It's very different.
Yeah, it is.
Do you know? Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
No, I love that.
But do you use it in many things?
We use it kind of like mainly with fish, if I'm being honest with you.
Oh, yes, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But the potatoes, I must try that.
It was fish that we were having at the time.
Okay.
But the potatoes and the dill.
The dill, that's why the dill.
I don't know, it just seemed to work.
Worked really well. So, Marty, lovely herbs and that. A little bit of cider vinegar and a little bit of oil. Mix that all together. So that's your salad done. Your lamb is cooked. And what you're going to do is serve that with a nice little flatbread. A little bit of hummus. You can buy that ready-made cartons of hummus. And then your lamb mince goes on. The salad's the side. So it's a really interesting combination. It's like a chopped Greek salad, which works really well.
Right, okay.
Feta cheese. It's not in the recipe, but I would sprinkle a little bit of feta, which I think would work really well. And then for a lovely bit of freshness, some pomegranate seeds. Like, there's so much different flavours here.
There's an awful lot of flavour.
Yeah, well, there is. And dill and harissa and your lamb and, you know, you have your tomatoes and all that, but it's a really, really tasty. Like, we made this, I was doing a video there about 6 weeks ago, and I thought, this is so tasty, I'm going to share this with you.
And is it a Greek recipe?
It is a Greek inspired, maybe not the harissa, but it is definitely with the salad, and they love their lamb in Greece.
They love them.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's good value. Lamb mince is definitely fantastic.
I'm trying to remember when we were over there last year, did we see any cows? Did we see any cattle at all? I don't think we did.
Did you not?
Interesting. We saw lots of lamb,
Well, they're famous for their fish too, aren't they?
Of course, they're sea bass. Yeah, it's wonderful. Anyway, that's harissa lamb with hummus and chopped Greek salad. That's fantastic.
Now,
have you got anything else for me?
No, that's
it. You're sure you're finished?
All right. So we've done our lovely ragu of beef.
Short rib beef ragu, and then the harissa lamb with hummus and chopped Greek salad. All available, RTE Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning. That's where they sit. That's fantastic. We better play something Greek.
Oh, we better.
Demis Roussos.
Pardon me?
Stop it. Don't pretend you don't know who he is. Demis Roussos or Nana Mouskouri. We play Zorba the Greek all the time, so...
Okay.
Which would you prefer?
Second one.
Nana Mouskouri?
Yeah.
Another one of your favourites. Ladies and gentlemen, one of Nevin's favourites, Nana Mouskouri. I'd say you play this in the nightclub, do you?
I'd say.
When you're 12 inches. There she is there, Nana Mouskouri. Good man.
Thanks,
Talk to you next week.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
Not at all.
You're on fire.
Oh, Nana Mouskouri. What? Is the white list over? No. The white rose of summer or something. I don't know. It's something.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Dunn Stores Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.
But like a